tonight. Thank you for your attendance tonight. We do praise the Lord for it. If you will turn your Bibles back over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we're going to continue the study we've had going on. We are going to be a while in this, probably another 2-3 months, probably maybe through the Bible conference, because there's a lot here to cover. And we're going to repeat some of it in our other messages, but we're going to study it in more detail when we get to it. In verse 6 of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the Lord said, "How then we speak of wisdom among them that are perfect or complete? Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. Had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all the things, yea, the deep things of God. Amen. For what man knoweth these things of man?" What things man knoweth? I've lost my place here. "These things of man save or accept the Spirit of man which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we receive not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, and yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he might instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." That's what we do. We have the mind of Christ. Christians have the mind of Christ. I wanted to say something because I get a few people from over the Philippines that listen to our messages. And that's the reason I put it back over on, want to keep it up on our church Facebook page and not my personal page, because more of them over there. But there's gotten to be a conversation in Facebook, and it's coming from mainly the Philippines. And that is that unless you're sovereign grace, you can't be saved. I don't know where this comes from. I don't know where people pick all this stuff up at. But that is totally unscriptural. Just like I was told that a lot of people up around Ohio, Kentucky, and then West Virginia preach that if you're not got the gospel delivered to you by a Baptist pastor or a minister of a Baptist church, you can't be saved. Where did we get these things? Where did people come up with these things? Listen, folks, God saves sinners. And he saves us through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He saves us through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, anybody can tell you the gospel. All it takes for the Holy Spirit to open your heart to hear it, open your ears, open your eyes, that you can see and hear it, and give you the faith to believe. It doesn't mean that you have to be sovereign grace. It doesn't mean that non-sovereign grace people are not saved. Get away from that stuff. We don't control those things. "This I do know, he that believeth on the Lord Jesus Christ hath eternal life." Amen. So we come to verse 7. This is our second point, which we want to talk about tonight. And we got a little bit of a late start because we were talking about the Bible conference. Think about it. But it said in verse 7, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. It says, even the hidden wisdom. We speak the wisdom of God. And when we speak it in a mystery, do we not? See, lost people don't understand the Word of the Lord. They don't understand the teachings of His Word. They don't understand the message of salvation. They don't comprehend in their minds what the gospel truly is. And they don't believe in the true gospel. That's the reason they're not saved. If they were saved, then they'd have those opportunities, because only people that God's going to give a gift to is those that are saved. And our gift to from God is what? To be educated in His Word. Any Christian who goes through life not understanding that our job as Christians is to educate ourselves in the Word of God has got some major issues about them. And that includes going to church. That includes reading their Bibles at home. That includes studying their Bibles. That includes praying that God will give them the knowledge of the Word, the doctrines that are in His Word, to understand them. Instead of fighting them, search the Scriptures. That's where you learn the Word of God. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3. In Philippians chapter, Philippians chapter 3, verse 15, he says, therefore, Paul wrote these words, Church of Philippi, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, that is complete, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. You don't just learn it. People do not just learn the Word of God. People can learn doctrines. They can learn what election is. They can even believe it to a point. But they're never going to understand it. They're never going to comprehend it in their heart, because their spirit is dead. Their heart is dead. They have no understanding. They do not decipher God's Word. They don't understand it. The puzzle can't be put together in their mind. We'll get to that later. But Paul said to the church at Philippi, God shall reveal even this unto you. If we're ever going to be complete, if we're ever going to grow, if we're ever going to mature as Christians, God's going to teach us. All I can do is teach. I can't save a sinner. I can't cause one single Christian to change their mind. I can't tell things good enough. I can't preach them good enough. And no man could, not even Charles Haddon Spurgeon, not even the Apostle Paul, could preach things. No other preacher could preach things good enough for people to understand them. Because the Bible is a revelation. The Bible is a gift to us. And to understand it and to comprehend. But we have to want to, don't we? We have to want it. We have to have a desire to grow in God's Word. Go to Romans chapter 16, if you will. Second, spiritual knowledge, understanding, and wisdom are all gifts from God. We've looked at this before. We're going to look at it again. Everything of God is a mystery to the flesh. Everything, even God's a mystery. You know that? God's a mystery to a lot of people that call themselves churches. They don't know God. They worship God as what they think God is. They don't really worship God, do they? Because if you don't worship God in spirit and truth, you're not worshiping God. But they at least, you know, go after it. They at least give it a shot, don't they? But they don't understand any truth, because they're lost. God hasn't revealed it to them. everything we believe, everything we understand. And there's sometimes where we go wrong. Even the most knowledgeable Christians go wrong. I've read a lot of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's writings. And Charles Haddon Spurgeon never took credit for anything. He's just like the Apostle Paul. He never took credit for anything. Because we can't. We can't sit around and pat ourselves on the back and make people think we're very intelligent, because in the big rim of things, all the knowledge we all have together is nothing but a drop of sand in the bottom of the sea to what's really there. He says in verse 25 of Romans 16, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ," listen, "according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since when the world began." What did God keep secret? Everything. Everything. God kept everything secret. You know what? God still keeps everything secret. The only thing God lets us know and understand is what he ordained for us to know and understand before the foundation of the world. I'm blessed. You are blessed. We're blessed in so many ways we can't even count them. We're saved. That's the biggest blessing of all, isn't it? We've been baptized into one of the Lord's churches of truth. We come to a pulpit that's where truth is preached, where the church stands upon the truth and walks in the truth together in unison of one. We're blessed every time we open the Word of God and study it at home. We're blessed every time we pray. We're blessed every time we understand anything in the Word of God that is truth. It says here, according to the revelation of the mystery. What's the mystery? Everything. You know God's a mystery. You say, "Well, I know him." It's been revealed to you. It hasn't been revealed to others. That's the reason they don't understand. Now let's go on. Verse 26. "But now is made manifest by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandments of the everlasting God." You want me to put this together for you? The prophets of the scriptures wrote what God told them to write. Every word of our Bible, now we have a translated version of the original text, but it's as close as you get to the original text. It's inspired of God. We can believe it. Everything in there, we can believe. But we have to believe it in truth. You can't open it up to John 3:16 and say, "Well, God loves everybody in the world, and they ain't nobody in the world God doesn't love." Because that's not really what it says, is it? I know it's been debated for centuries and millenniums. I don't care who's debated. I don't care what side they stood on. I'm telling you what it means. It's because a lot of people don't understand. It's because God hasn't showed it to them. People are really not sovereign grace because they just don't want to believe it. They're not sovereign grace because they haven't been taught that by God. You have, I have, we have together. We are more blessed than they because God has taught these things to us.
It's a gift.
And that's why not preaching on Sunday morning, not to waste the gifts of God. Everything's a gift, isn't it? According to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. By all nations, he means not just the Jews, but also the Gentiles, doesn't he? That's what the word world means over in John 3:16. I said, I don't care what they say about it. It means not just the Jews, but to the rest of the elect world and the Gentile nations. The lost never have God's mystery revealed to them. They can read, they can study, they can go to school, they can get all the education they want to at a seminary, and they're never going to understand the Word of God. Did you know you can take all the knowledge you have of the Word of God, it's like a drop of sand in the middle of the sea compared to what's really there. I've said many times, I could give a thing. I don't give things. I let preachers come here and they preach over me. They preach whatever God puts on their heart. God sets a great thing, doesn't he? He sets it better than we do. I'm okay if people have things if you want to have them. I don't. You know why? Because I can't tell preachers what to preach on. And God will give them the ability to preach what they want. But I can tell all my preachers, okay, listen to me. This year we're going to all preach on John chapter 10. No particular subjects, just pick what you want. And you know all of them can preach on 10, 1 through 10, and you will get 6 or 7 different messages, completely different messages. Sure, they all go the same route, but that's how deep the Word of God is. It's deeper than we even know. It's deeper than we can even understand. It's a mystery because God has, listen, hid it from the non-elect. Satan was only able to blind the minds of the lost because God allowed him to. God allowed him to talk to Eve, didn't he? And allowed him to trick Eve into eating of the forbidden fruit. Eve wanted to eat of that fruit. Because she thought it would give her the same knowledge God has. So God allowed Eve to eat of the forbidden fruit. And then he allowed Adam to eat of the forbidden fruit. Same way God hid all of his law, all of his doctrines and all of his teachings of God's word from the Lord. God controls it all, folks. He controls everything. There's nothing God doesn't control. Everything about your life, God controls it. Everything. Every detail of your life, God controls it. Every detail of your life, God has ordained. Every detail of your Christian life, God has ordained it. When someone tells you, well, don't think that God really cares about what you're doing with that. God cares about everything going on in your life. Don't let lost people trick you into believing something that isn't true. You read your word right here. You read the word of God. And God's going to tell you just how much he does teach you. Everything's a revelation. It's all a mystery hid from everybody. It's even hid from us. Lots of things are hid from us. You know, a lot of preachers tell me things and I say, I don't know about that. They could be right. I don't know. I really don't know. Sometimes I open up my Bible, my study, I open up all my programs online and on my computer. I have two different Bible programs just full of commentaries. I can study it for an hour on one little point, and I could have to lean back in my chair and say, I don't know. I can't figure this out. It ain't because I'm not smart enough. I ain't, but it's not because of that. It's because God hasn't showed it to me yet. Go to Colossians 1, if you will. So God has hid all of his truth from the law. That's the reason they don't believe them. That's the reason they preach heresy. That's all they know. They preach man's doctrines. They preach Satan's doctrines. That's what they preach, because they don't know the truth. Listen to Colossians 1, verse 26 and 27. He says, even the mystery which hath been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now it's made manifest unto the saints. Hey, you know what? There's a lot of things we understand that they didn't understand back when Jesus was here. You know that? They had understood Jesus, they wouldn't, as the Lord said in the Word, they wouldn't have crucified him. And you know what? As churches today, we have such a great, better knowledge than the churches at Philippi, the churches at Ephesus. Even though Paul preached and pastored some of his churches, Colossae, Thessalonica, we have a better knowledge and understanding because we have the whole Word of God. God gave them. We can't criticize the church at Corinth because they had so many problems. They had a lot of churches today have a lot of problems, don't they? But we are without excuse, are we not? We have the Word of God. We need to study it. We need to learn it. We need to learn the truth of it and stay away from stupid stuff that doesn't matter and isn't true. Go to Ephesians, if you will, chapter 3. I love the book of Ephesians. The only reason I haven't preached to it yet in my almost 20 years here is because Brother Mink has a commentary on it. That may sound stupid. Really, you know why I haven't preached to it yet? The Lord just hadn't told me to. But I hope someday he does. I love to preach to the book. I love the book of Ephesians. In fact, I've got Brother Mink to understand some of it. But look at chapter 3, verse 2. And this is a long scripture, so a long passage, so hang with me here. Verse 2 says, if you have heard of the disposition of the grace of God, which is given me to youward, how that by revelation he hath made known unto me the mystery. And you know what? We understand the law of that mystery, do we not?
Amen.
That's the reason we understand it, because the mystery has been revealed to us. The mystery is a mystery until it's revealed. I could go and put a penny in a box, matchbox, bring it up here and set it right here, and ask you to guess what's in it. Guess what's in it for months upon months, for a year. And you know when you're going to know what's in that box? When I open it up and show it to you. That same thing the Word of God is here, isn't it? So how that by revelation he hath made known unto me the mystery, and then this is the explanation of what he's talking about, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which is which in our ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and the prophets by the Spirit. And that's true, isn't it? They didn't know who Jesus Christ was in the Old Testament, did they? Even though the Old Testament specifically speaks about Jesus Christ and some of the things of Jesus Christ. They didn't know Jesus Christ. They believed God. It didn't say that Abraham was saved because he believed in Jesus Christ. It says he believed God, didn't he? But we know him now, don't we? You know who else didn't know him? The Jews didn't know him. God said if they had known him, they wouldn't have crucified him. And he's right. Of course, God's always right, isn't he? I say that like, I agree with him. I agree with God on everything I understand. So to revealed unto his holy apostles by the prophet of the prophets of holy apostles and prophets. How? By the Spirit. The same one, the Holy Spirit, that teaches us that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Now, I'm going to tell you now, if you really study that and understand that, you're going to understand what it means to be part of the fold. Even though there were some that wasn't originally part of the fold, Gentiles, we are all one in Christ. And that's what he's talking about here, by the gospel. He said, Paul goes on to say, wherever I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Now, if anybody doesn't understand what Paul's talking about here, they just aren't keeping up in God's word. Because we all know how Saul of Tarsus was saved, don't we? And it took the power of God to do it. Well, you know what? It took the same power of God to save you as it did Saul of Tarsus. It took the same power of God, the same Spirit, with his same strength, power, to save your soul as it did Saul of Tarsus. He was no more difficult to save than you are. I was just as difficult to save as he was. He says, it's working power unto me, who am less than the least of all saints. Oh, didn't think much of himself, did he? Is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery from which the beginning of the world had been hidden in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ? All the works of God are a mystery to all. All of them. When you, at one time, they were all a mystery to you. How did you get where you're at today? You ever thought about that? How did you get all the blessings to be a part of the Lord's church, to be in the Lord's church for many years and hear all the truths from Oscar Mead, Dole Thomas, all the preachers that come here, and myself. It's a blessing, isn't it? Sometimes people may not recognize that blessing because they just don't know. But when we know, we recognize those blessings, do we not? And then we realize it. Really, as the song says, we can't count our blessings. We can only count a few of them. Like salvation, how can a person be saved without works or election? How could a God that loves everyone not choose everybody? If he's going to choose one, he has to choose everybody, doesn't he? That's just the way God is. That's just the way he has. That's their thinking. So they get these scriptures and they make them say that to them. They make it teach them that. And they wonder, how could a God who loves everyone allow persecutions and call them persecutions? They cannot put knowledge to God, neither in their minds. Therefore, they hate God. They won't tell you they hate God, but you tell them who God truly is, and they'll say, I've never worshiped that God. No, Well, you don't. That's your problem. You do not. You do not preach, you do not worship, you do not glorify the God of the universe, the God of salvation, the God of the Bible. I'm not a big James MacArthur, author fan. I'm just not. He doesn't appeal to me. But I'll tell you what, I heard a video of him preaching, and he was talking about this nut down here in Houston, Osteen, and he was right on. Sometimes he just really, he really hit it. He was right on. You've never heard that, and you hear it today. He tells it like it is. Because we have to worship God, not as a God of just blessings, but a God of persecution. Trials, tribulations. A God that leads us across the coals. But it's like the poem that a lot of people hate, which I always loved. And Rebecca brought back a picture of a Neil Gunner cartridge about footprints in the sand. I look back and Jesus is carrying me. There's another one that said footprints because Jesus is carrying me. Jesus does carry us, folks. He carries us all the way. He carries us all the way. Everything is a blessing of Jesus Christ to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm going to get down to our third point here, and then I'll stop there. And I'll end with this passage of Scripture. Because it's a couple of scriptures, but he says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13 and 14, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. That's it, ain't it? Not man's teachings. You didn't understand everything because of man's teachings. We'll cover this more when we get down to it. But let's move on with it. But the Holy Ghost teaches. Compare spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Did you hear that? Let that sink into your minds. The natural man, that is a lost person, does not get anything from the Spirit of God. Amen. For they are foolishness unto him. Like once saved, always saved, you know, you're once saved, always saved, you old Baptist, y'all believe the same thing. Yeah, you bunch of Pentecostals, you believe that you're going to work your way to heaven when that's impossible. God says you can't do it. Who are you going to believe, God or y'all? Anyway, moving on. Neither can they know him because they are spiritually discerned. Dead people have no ability to understand spiritual things. They have nothing spiritual about them because they're dead. See, people don't understand what's dead. It's not that we're dying, and we are every day. We die more and more, aren't we? But it's that we carry a dead spirit in us. When Adam and Eve fell, when he fell, he killed us twice. He causes us to die physically, and he causes us to die spiritually. And this is the point Brother Hammond kept preaching on. He would pound on it, pound on it, pound on it for years and years. I sat under that pounding. Dead people do not hear God. Not until their spirit has been quickened. No more than you can go out into the word dead means corpse dead. It's just like those people out there in that cemetery. You can sit there and you can talk to them. You can love on them. They're not going to hear you.
Amen.
They're dead. They don't feel your feelings. Years ago, when Brother Hammond was in Memphis as a pastor, and this is probably before I, this is probably when Donna was a child. That's how long ago it's been. Miss Hammond had a job. She worked in a cemetery. Her job was to care for the cemetery, or to sell the plots and take care of all that cemetery stuff. Ever what she did. And this man had a phone put in his wife's casket with a wire right up the ground. So he could go there and call her. Now you got a cell phone, just stick a cell phone in there. It's really not funny. I make fun of it, but it's really not funny. It's sad, isn't it? Like they're going to hear. Folks, they don't hear nothing. That's the same way it is with lost people. They don't hear. They don't hear what we're saying. They don't hear what we're teaching. All they can do is come at us with earthly things, fleshly wisdom. Lord said, spiritual things are foolishness unto them. Neither can they know them because they are spiritually discerned. Spiritually dead people are like to dead people that I just talked about. They cannot see. They cannot hear. They cannot understand because the Holy Spirit is not teaching them. A Christian couldn't do it. Listen, a Christian couldn't do it if the Holy Spirit did not teach them. You are not taught the sovereign grace, the education you have in the sovereignty of God by Oscar Mick. I wasn't by Horace Hammond. These men taught us, but who taught us? God did. I can teach Christians all day long about things and they'll sit there and shake their head. Because that's what they do. They shake their heads. Anyway, have a good night. God bless you. Don't forget your vegetables up here.